Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 26th. We are continuing on in Romans today in chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, and then we'll read Psalm 16 together. This week, I'm reading from the Message paraphrase. Let's begin with our memory passage, Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. Let's talk about some words that stick out in the passage first that will help us to reorient our brains. Let's do it phrase by phrase. For is the first word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Then you need a transition word, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Then we have the word first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. Okay, let's try that again. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel because, yes, it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And then he talks again about a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I have faith that that is getting in your brain. I would like to hear back, though. Does anybody think that they're memorizing it just by hearing it? Are you having to write it down as well? Let me know. Romans chapter 4 is all about trusting in God for our righteousness, trusting that God will do what he says he'll do if we have faith. Starting in verse 1, so how do we fit what we know of Abraham, our first father in the faith, into this new way of looking at things? If Abraham, by what he did for God, got God to approve him, he could certainly have taken credit for it. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abraham story. What we read in Scripture is, Abraham entered into what God was doing for him. And that was the turning point. He trusted God to set him right instead of trying to be right on his own. If you're a hard worker and do a good job, you deserve your pay. We don't call your wages a gift. But if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you trust him to do it, you could never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you worked. Well, that trusting him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God. Sheer gift. David confirms this way of looking at it, saying that the one who trusts God to do the putting everything right without insisting on having a say in it is one fortunate man. Fortunate those whose crimes are whisked away, whose sins are wiped clean from the slate. Fortunate the person against whom the Lord does not keep score. This passage is really comforting to me today, and I hope it will be for you as well, that the Lord does not keep score, and he has wiped clean the slate on which our sins were written. Tim Keller says this about the passage. Having laid out the gospel that through the cross, God is just and the justifier of those who have faith in Christ's blood, Paul now turns to two Old Testament witnesses, Abraham and David. This is a masterstroke from Paul. Abraham is the father of the Jewish nation, and the Jews at the time held him up as a man of great obedience, and therefore righteous. But Paul says that in fact Abraham discovered that it was his faith in God's promises that were reckoned to him as right standing with God. And Scripture proves it in Genesis 15:6, which Paul quotes, Abraham is a great example of saving faith. And then he goes on to talk about how David is a really great witness as well, because he was Israel's greatest king. And Paul quotes from one of David's Psalms in order to show that blessing comes from confessing sin and being forgiven. Paul then returns to the life of Abraham, and we'll get there tomorrow, where we'll see that Abraham was righteous before he was circumcised. Our second passage today is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. Don't just go shopping for a God. Gods are not for sale. I swear I'll never treat God names like brand names. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and a yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. You may recognize Psalm 16:11 in the New International Version. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Right now, I just want us to stop and say to the Lord what the psalmist does, be my Lord. And as Romans reminds us, we should say, I trust in you. Lord, counsel us, as we hear here in the psalm. At night, instruct our hearts and help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you. To end the podcast today, I'd like to pray a prayer that Ann Rector, Mark Rector's wife, and Ann is a teacher at the junior high school in Mountain Brook. This is a prayer that she prayed at the community prayer service we had last Wednesday morning after news that ninth grader Bryce Blackman had died. Will you pray with me? Lord, today we are reminded of the brokenness of this world. We see tragedy in the news and throughout history, but it takes on a whole new sting when it hits our community. Lord, the youth and families of our community have experienced great loss in the past year, from Sarah Marsh to Ella Cook, and now Bryce Blackman. We are reminded that this world is not how it should be, and yet, Lord, you are making all things new. We praise you that you are our hope in life and death. Scripture reminds us that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Thank you for your presence, Lord. The Lord upholds you with his righteous right hand. Thank you for your sustaining power. As a community, we struggle to know how to act, what to say, and how to honor the wonderful boy that Bryce was. Grant us wisdom, supernatural peace, and love as our community navigates the coming days. May you be over all, through all, and in all, because without the hope of the gospel, we have nothing at all. Amen.